This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What? Some common ground between Republicans and Democrats on a matter of health care? The Senate Finance Committee meets this morning to look at how to help the 3.5 million sickest Medicare patients, people with chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein looks at a bipartisan bill to better serve people who cycle in and out of hospital.
Here's a well-known statistic. 5% of patients drive 50% of healthcare spending. Lawmakers and policy wonks have long been hunting for ways to help this population. One theory, people often don't have the right support at home. The Bipartisan Policy Center's Catherine Hay says this legislation would let doctors give their patients that help.
They would be able to sit down and talk to patients and their families and say, what do you need to remain in the home?
Under this proposal, Medicare would pay for things like in-home meals and non-emergency medical rides, like to the doctor. The hope is that minor tweaks could help keep patients out of the hospital.
The only guaranteed outcome from doing more for patients is that more is done.
That's Harvard's Michael McWilliams. McWilliams says this plan may improve patients' health, but it won't move the needle on saving money. Based on research, the best way to do that, says McWilliams, is to match people on Medicare with independent doctors who have financial incentives to lower spending. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.